The mayor of North Hatley, Michael Page, is taking some time to speak with us today at 88.9 The Cube about a new construction project that has been proposed. Hello, Mr. Page, how are you?
Good, thank you. Hi, Mrs. Bowen.
Thank you for speaking with me today. Now, we read it in the newspapers and we heard in the media that there was a public consultation that took place last week. And I believe there were some 120 people that attended this meeting and they had some mixed reactions to this project. First of all, would you like to tell us what this project is all about?
Yes, yeah, sure. Gladly. I'm kind of excited about it. We have Mr. La Liberté, who's a developer, local developer, by the way, which reassures me. And he bought some land in the core of North Hatley where it is said to be this proposed development he wants to do, which would house seniors and also a condo development. So he's trying right now to put stuff together so we can eventually try to approve things and put things forward. But of course, we're going through a consultation with our citizens so that citizens remain informed and know what's going on, have a say in it. So also, because the more heads there are put together, the more questions can be raised and not forget anything, bypass anything. Sometimes there's important steps that sometimes you tend to perhaps forget. And so we got a lot of feedback from our population last week, which was good because it was really consultation. We did not present a set plan because as speaking with Mr. Liberté, as I told him, it would be important to hear what the citizens have to say before actually spending money on plans so that if we do have to adapt things, well, it's not too late to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was the reaction?
Well, of course, there was concern. I won't say there wasn't. I mean, we're a small village, and everyone's, of course, looking out for what the outlook is going to be. As I am, I'm very concerned about how it's going to look and be in the end. Yes, I'm excited about it because if it can bring in extra revenues for the town, it would be a great thing. Anytime the town spends money, whether it's on renovating some of our buildings or roads or water treatment plant, it all costs money and it goes directly, it's billed to the citizen. But if we can get extra revenue, well, then it doesn't burden the citizen as much. If it can help the town in the long run, it'd be very interesting to have this project.
So what were some of the negative reactions? What were some of the concerns of the people?
Well, overall, the citizen realized it would be a good thing for the town. If we're looking long-term, we do have a need for that. We've had a couple studies done in the past that clearly showed we need an area to house seniors and also condos so that people who don't want to have the upkeep of a property can actually stay in North Hatley and be in a condo-type home and not have to leave North Hatley in order to get those kinds of services. And these condos and seniors' homes, he's also talking about bringing in extra services, example, pharmacy, bank, things that we don't have right now, which would be great to have so people aren't having to travel to get to these services out of town. So, yeah, most people were actually, they thought it'd be very interesting, but, of course, what's the impact on traffic, environment, and so on. So I think we need to do these studies, get through these steps of showing what the impact's going to be. And if the result is good, I think most people will be behind the project.
So the properties that Mr. La Liberté has acquired, would they be properties that already have existing buildings on them?
I'd say yes, most of those properties do. Some buildings that weren't in use anymore, basically abandoned. Some that people were residing in that he will have to replace, tear down and put up the new seniors' home or condos. And there's also, for those who aren't sure of the area, we're talking about the area where the hardware store used to be, which had been closed for a couple of years, had been for sale, no offers on it. And finally, when this Mr. Liberté came along, it permitted the owner of the hardware store to sell, which of course he was pleased to do so. But that's not necessarily a tear down. The old hardware store might remain, but that, again, nothing's for sure, but might remain and be used for some sort of usage within that development. But there's a fair-sized piece of, well, a different piece of land he's bought, put together, give a fair-sized piece of land, which, of course, can house some people and extra. What our business owners in town were commenting at the meeting is extra population would definitely be welcome, because North Alley, as we all know, is busy in the summer, but the other 9 or 10 months of the year, it's pretty quiet because we're a tourist town. So it would certainly help for them to become more viable if they had more people all year round to shop in their businesses, whether it's a grocery store or our dépanneur or the gas station, etc. So it was very welcome by the business community.
So you mentioned that this was a consultation. So what's the next step now? You've put it up to the citizens. What comes next?
Yeah, well, what we said at the meeting is, of course, now there's some studies to be done, come back with some answers, and most likely the next meeting, which we said would come this fall, we're not sure what date yet, but at some point this fall, is another consultation where we can get back with some of those answers and also hopefully show some plans. And I'll have the developer in the meanwhile come up with some visual plans that, you know, can, so we can see what the impact would be, the visual impact as to having those buildings there.
So if all of this goes through, when could we expect that construction could begin?
From talking with the developer, I mean, there's at least a year to get the permit that are required for this. And then after that, say we start, he starts digging, and then no construction time. So it's minimal 2 years before seeing anything.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much, Mr. Michael Page, the North Hatley mayor, for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. And we hope that you will come back on CJMQ 88.9 The Cube and give us some more updates as time goes on.
Well, thank you. It would be my pleasure, Mrs. Bullard.